Celia's story. Celia reached out to recruits and set up meetings where the whole framework was, "I'm trying to build a relationship with you. I'm not trying to recruit you." She would even give herself guide rails, which can be incredibly beneficial to building trust. A guide rail, basically, is a promise you give the recruit and a rule you give yourself, the recruiter. This would be something like saying, "If you're willing to meet with me for 15 minutes, I promise that I won't talk about my company. I simply want to get to know you for the future." She got a lot of meetings this way. They weren't what we traditionally think of as recruiting meetings. Think again about that aggressive, "Why would you be a good fit for this company?" question from earlier. That's often how we think we have to approach a recruiting meeting, but this client saw so much success precisely because she didn't fall prey to that framework. She put that company sale on the back burner so that she and the recruit could get to know each other. In those 15-minute meetings, Celia talked with recruits about them. Some of the most important questions she asked were, "What's your big dream? Where do you want to go in the next 10 years?" She was forcing people to dream. She found out things she would never have learned if she hadn't asked those questions. In addition to learning about their external motivators, such as money or a new house, she also learned about their big dreams. I refer to these as their 10-year blue sky hopes. Maybe they wanted to be a leader of their own team someday, or they might want to do something completely new. The second question she asked was, "What's your biggest motivation to succeed? It should be more than money or success." Here, she learned their why. She got their intrinsic motivation. They are motivated by family, or perhaps a sense of duty to help the world, or by something deep within them. People typically get very guarded with recruiters. They're constantly waiting for the sales pitch. So why did her method work? Why did people share these big motivators with her? Because Celia had already shown her dedication to building a relationship with that person through her tone and consistency on social media. It goes back to the law of reciprocity as well. She had let them get to know her and who she was through her very human social media posts. It makes sense that they would then feel more comfortable letting her get to know them. After all, the recruit always reviews the recruiting leader on social media before they meet them. Recruiting is a very complex sale. It's more like a $75 million software sale than a $25 toy sale. It takes time and effort. Again, this fourth C has to build from the others. You cannot reach this number of high-quality conversions if you haven't dedicated the time to connections, content, and communicating. Celia would never have even gotten those initial meetings if these recruits didn't already trust her. She had to build that trust. And she had to ensure that people felt enough connection to believe her when she told them that she wanted to build a relationship more than she wanted to make a sale. It's possible that these methods sound a little calculating or dishonest. They know I'm a recruiter, so why not just get down to brass tacks? But seeking out the truth about other people is the most honest way to recruit. I know that when I'm recruiting, I want to speak to the whole, complete, and true person, not just my idea of who they are or what they should want. Because of this, the impetus is on me to learn their truth so that I can properly speak to it. They know from the get-go that I'm a recruiter. It's on my profile, after all. But they also know that I want to connect with them in a way that goes beyond the company boxes we're put in. I'm not there to tell them what they should want, but to find out what they actually desire. And in a basic sense, I really do want to build a relationship with the people I meet. The very process of building relationships and communicating with people will make me a better leader. So even if they don't sign on or don't seem like they will for quite some time, I've still learned something, grown as a leader, and built a relationship, or even friendship, with someone I admire and respect. This is much more honest than the typical methods, which rely on being aggressive and pushy. Remember, again, the "why would you be a good fit for this company?" question from earlier? How dishonest to try to put the impetus on a recruit to prove themselves to you, when you haven't even proven your own commitment to them first. Once you know someone's motivators and dreams, you will have a more genuine and caring recruiting connection with them. You can also recognize when they align with your company, your values, and what you can offer them as a leader. As long as those motivators continue to drive your actions, you can pursue them forever. For instance, when I've been talking to someone for a while and feel a real connection with them and their motivators, I'll reach out in accordance with what motivates them. If travel and adventure are very important motivators to someone, I might find a postcard from one of their dream destinations, not hard to find online, and send it to them with a note to the effect of, "Hey," insert their name. "I've been thinking of you and your love of travel. I want you to know that if I ever get the chance to work with you in this crazy business that we both love, I'll always be working to make sure you have the time to wander, seek adventure, and see more of this beautiful world. Happy travels, Richard." At that point, they know I've heard them, connected with them, and that I actually cared about what they said. They also know that I'd be committed to serving their passions if we ever worked together. Now, how much more compelling is that idea than a random message from someone that's just saying, "Our company will help you make more money"? This goes back to some key ideas from earlier. 1. People connect to leaders, not companies. Demonstrate to them that you're a leader who cares about connecting with them. 2. Show people on the outside what it's like on the inside, and make the inside a place that will help them work toward their dreams. To sum it all up, you've got to converse to convert. I find it humorous when clients reach out and say, "You know, I've been working on a few recruits for a while, and they all reached out basically within the same week to say that they wanted to sign with the company." To me, that sounds like a farmer saying, "It's funny, but all my tomato plants started bearing fruit at the same time." It's not a coincidence. Those conversions are the result of dedicated time, effort, and nourishment. They're the result of building your connections, curating great content to humanize yourself as a leader, and communicating consistently with your audience. When you put in the effort and are willing to be patient, then it only makes sense when your work starts to bear fruit. Write up your own brief recruiting message. You don't need to have a specific event in mind. Try inviting someone to have a quick conversation with you. Just be sure to affirm them, explain why they should meet you, and remove the tension. Your message.